I am and ego are very deeply embedded in our consciousness.
Yes.
And you mentioned about observing impermanence, which would help. Are there any other practical steps we can take every day to start dismantling ego and I am?
Well, I think that the just revolving around, reflecting around that impermanence, instability, because usually we, you know, that sense of self, that sense of I am, is so solid and embedded in our perception of who and what we think we are, and then just by recollecting, reflecting on the nature of whatever we think is self. How for there's one of the idioms that the Buddha uses over and over again. For however one conceives it, it is always other than that, and that is, you know, it's an important recognition. And then, you know, I think of course impermanence, because it can be picked up in so many different ways, and it's displaying itself all the time. But then also the aspect of suffering or dissatisfaction, how unsatisfying it is to hold to some position or to assume a position or to hope for a position, and just how unsatisfying it is. And so, so that one recognizes the limitation of that, when one recognizes the limitation and the inclination to relinquishment is there. Also, just really paying attention to the element of what's the feeling like when I don't assume establish this sense of I am solidly. What's the feeling? Because it tends to be, that's kind of comfortable. That's kind of pleasant. It's like you don't, like in contemplation of the body, you don't always have to just contemplate all of the, all the things that can go wrong with it. We just actually pay attention to things that can go right. You know, what's it feel like to not have a toothache, you know? It feels kind of good, you know. You know, we don't pay attention to that. We just